Zondervan presents Secret Survivors, real-life stories to give you hope for healing, by Jen Halver and Megan Hutchinson, read by Cynthia Bauman. Introduction. Becoming a Secret Survivor. Secrets. Everyone has them. Some may be as simple as, I lied when I told my best friend I liked her new haircut. Others may be much darker and more painful. I told everyone I tripped and broke my arm, but actually my dad pushed me down the stairs. Perhaps you've heard the rhyme little kids say, secrets, secrets are no fun. Secrets, secrets hurt someone. When we're younger, we don't like it when our friends keep secrets from us because we feel left out. But as we get a little older, the secrets people keep are not so much about others as they are about themselves. Our secrets involve the things we don't like about ourselves, or the things that we're ashamed about, or things that have happened to us that we're afraid to let anyone else know about. No matter what your secret is, there's no doubt it's hurting someone. You. Our secrets carry with them feelings of shame, unworthiness, regret, and fear. As we hold on to our secrets, those feelings eat away at us. Eventually, we begin to believe the lies our secrets are telling us. For instance, the girl who is being physically and emotionally abused begins to believe it when she says to herself, "You deserve to be treated this way. You're no good." The girl who is starving herself believes the voices in her head that tell her, "You aren't as thin or beautiful or smart as you should be." The guy who is struggling with porn addiction thinks, "There must be something wrong with you if you can't stop yourself from doing this." The girl who